There remain unanswered questions about a weekend fatal crash on Interstate 75 in Fayette County. A pickup truck traveling southbound in the northbound lanes of I-75 collided into an SUV, causing a fire. The truck driver and five members of Michigan family in the SUV were killed in the crash. Ken Agent is a research engineer in the Kentucky Transportation Center at UK. He says highway signage and markings are designed to prevent such dangerous travel.
You know, you've got your do-not-enter signs, you've got your pavement arrows, you've got pavement markings, and if you understand edge lines, divided highways, you've got a white edge line on your right and a yellow edge line on your left. So if you're ever on a roadway where you see a yellow edge line on your right, it means you're going the wrong way.
The Fayette County Coroner's report stated it's believed the truck driver, Joey Lee Bailey, was under the influence. Agent admits when impairment occurs, that can lessen the effectiveness of safety measures. Agent says any type of pavement strip to prevent vehicles from traveling the wrong way down an interstate ramp could complicate emergency response.
You might have an emergency vehicle to have to use it going the wrong way if everything's shut down. If it's shut down and you couldn't get to it going the other way, you'd like to have the ability to go that way.
Agent says the majority of head-on collisions in Kentucky used to involve vehicles crossing medians. The UK transportation researcher says cable barriers have helped to reduce those crashes. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.